Finally, one day Beatrice's goat arrived, fat and sleek as a ripe mango. Beatrice stood shyly with her brothers and sisters, then stepped forward and circled the goat once. She knelt close, inspecting its round belly, and ran her hand along its smooth back. "Mama says you are our lucky gift," she whispered. "So that is what I will name you, Mugisa, Luck." 2 weeks later, Mugisa gave birth. It was Beatrice who discovered first one kid and then, to her surprise, another. "Twins!" she exclaimed, stooping down to examine them. "See that, my Mugisa? You have already brought us two wonderful things." Beatrice named the first kid Mulindwa, which means expected, and the second Kihembo, or surprise. Each day, Beatrice made sure Mugisa got extra elephant grass and water to help her produce lots of milk, even though it meant another long trip down to the stream and back. When the kids no longer needed it, Beatrice took her own first taste of Mugisa's milk. "Mmm, sweet," she said, mixing the rest into her cup of breakfast porridge. Beatrice knew Mugisa's milk would keep them all much healthier.